Online.com.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, December the 12th, 2018. 12-12-18. Looking forward to a good show today. Got a lot to do today. We're going to talk a lot of Notre Dame and Clemson today. Give you some stats about Notre Dame. Give you some personnel notes about Notre Dame. Looking forward to telling you a lot about that. Also, going to talk today about the more All-American teams. Sporting News All-American. Three Tigers on this one: Travis Etienne, Cleveland Farrell, Christian Wilkins, first team Sporting News, I should say, All-Americans, Mitch Hyatt, second team. ESPN has our All-ACC team, three offensive Tigers, three defensive Tigers, Etienne, Higgins, and Hyatt on offense, Farrell, Lamar, and Wilkins on defense. CBS All-American had Cleveland Farrell, first team. Now, CBS has the SEC, so they're biased against everybody else. Cleveland Farrell, the only Tiger to make it there. Second team was Etienne, Hyatt, and Wilkins. So more All-American teams involving Clemson Tigers. Clemson, for the first time ever, having four, basically, of the five major All-American teams out there. Clemson placing as many as four guys on those. We have coordinator news today. Alabama has promoted Dan Enos to offensive coordinator. He's been their quarterback's coach. He'll take over from Mike Locksley, who's moving on to Maryland. North Carolina went into the SEC, dipped in, and got Phil Longo, who was the Ole Miss offensive coordinator. He comes to Chapel Hill now. We have Major League Baseball news. First, the Red Sox saying they're going to trim payroll this year. That was nice, considering they've been just outspending everybody forever now. So, nice to see them come back to earth a little bit. Also, former New York Yankee now, Andrew McCutchen signs a three-year, $50 million deal with the Philadelphia Phillies. Yankees can't possibly financially compete against these squads. College basketball last night, we had two games involving ranked teams. No SEC games, no ACC games. But two games involving ranked teams. Villanova and Penn, short drive for them. Villanova, 17th ranked Villanova Wildcats, lose to Penn, 78-75. Good news here, though. Furman, 23rd in the country, beats Charleston Southern, 77-69. I'll tell you this. You got to give Bob Ritchie a ton of credit over there with Furman basketball right now in his second year. And, man, he is on fire over at Furman. We'll tell you a little bit about who he is and a little bit about his career coming up. Guys from the state of South Carolina who's got the only ranked team in basketball here in the state of South Carolina. Also, we got the details of C.J. Fuller's death yesterday. That was a little bit surprising. You know, a lot of medical terms from the coroner's office that came back. Former Clemson running back died of a blood clot that got lodged in an artery in his lungs. The 22-year-old, I don't want to pronounce the medical term for it, but a clot broke free from one of his body parts. He had an injury back in August over at Owens Field over in Easley, and had a blood clot as a result of that, and it broke free, got in his lungs, and died at the age of 22, man. Gone way, way, way too soon as far as that goes. I have a ton of topics today. Today's kind of a topical day. I want to know, is Oklahoma elite? To be honest with you, I think they are. I think you make three college football playoffs. I think that out of 5 years, I think that puts you kind of in the elite categories. Ohio State elite, we talked about that. Those are the teams to consider now. I don't think I'll bring up the Georgia news. I don't want Zach to get all mad at me and then Charles call up here with some sort of crazy subject-verb agreement and then William get all over me today. I don't want to do that. Should the Big 12 add Central Florida? Makes a lot of sense to me. Heck, won 24 games in a row, 25 games in a row. Add Central Florida, you need an extra team in there. Heck, ACC going at them as well. I have a list that yesterday Rivals.com came out with their top 100 players for the 2020 class, and I have 33 guys that have Clemson interest on that list. What a third of the players on the top 100 list have mentioned Clemson in their top five. It's crazy. I want to get to the Steph Curry moon landing story today. I really believe that. Now, some of these things, Kyrie Irving, those guys talked about flat earth stuff. I don't know if some of that's just a little bit of publicity. From his comments, it kind of sounds like Steph Curry believes that the moon landing never happened. To which NASA has invited him to Houston to see all the moon rocks they've collected and all of that. You know, really, when you hear stories like this, you really understand why we should turn all of our social issues over to athletes and actors and musicians, since they're so in touch with the world. ESPN has a top 15 list of the best games of 2018. Clemson, one of Clemson's games is on that list. I have an interesting stat today to tell you about betting underdogs in bowl games and how successful they are. At one point in time today's show, I'm going to play the clip of the interim coach over at Temple and what he thinks about going to Shreveport. Watched a little bit of 30 for 30 last night. Well, actually, I watched the whole thing. Watched the 30 for 30 last night, 42-1. Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson. I had some thoughts about that in boxing. Kind of get to that a little later in the show as well. But the single most important thing I do every single day outside I wake up, kiss my wife goodbye, is welcome into the show. The producer, the engineer, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Or 24 in the Twitter world, sometimes not anymore. The captain of the ship, El Capitan. And the guy that gave me a little fashion advice this morning, Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, bro.
I gave you a little health advice this morning. Yeah. You needed to keep a hat on when it's this cold outside.
Yeah. But I got such a beautiful head of hair.
You took a shower this morning.
Yeah.
Which is
rarity.
Is
shaved.
Different from other days.
Baby face.
So.
Handsome fella, buddy. I can tell you that.
I'll tell you what.
Handsome fella.
I'll tell you what. Good morning. How are you?
But just in fuego.
In fuego. Just on fire. Just ready to go.
Yeah, on fire, buddy. I'm great. You?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well this morning. Like I said, it's a little chilly coming in.
Yeah.
Took a while to defrost the old windshield. I had to sit there for a second.
Right.
But we're here now. We're up and at 'em real early. Like my dad and brother this morning, listening at 6:08 this morning.
Really? Your little brother?
Little brother.
Oh, yeah, your tiny.
He's got
tiny,
a concert
easy,
this morning.
Easy, 7 pounds, 6 ounce little brother.
Yeah, he's a little bit bigger than that now. He's about taller than me at this point.
Caleb doesn't listen, though.
Caleb's passed out sucking pillow.
Yeah.
But Sam and my dad are in the truck driving to his concert this morning. So good morning.
And it's
to
Sam's birthday.
It is not his birthday.
Oh,
his birthday's in June.
Sam, I don't know how you got all the brains in the family, man. Keep it up. Good
That's
job.
That's actually a true statement. He's
that
the
is a true statement.
All of us.
I don't see it by that. Someone tried to tell me you're intelligent, but I work with your brother every day. I don't really see that. Nah. Be careful, guys. What are they doing? They going to school?
He's got a concert. I can't remember what my dad said, yeah, but it's a bit of a ride, so I think you're up there early.
Mm. Your dad, no, not a ride for your dad.
No. No.
I guess right every single
It's a leisurely
day.
Stroll for my dad.
What'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday was this show, of course.
Yeah.
The beautiful show you put on
Great
for
show.
You.
You were in a better mood yesterday. My wife asked me, she said, was Zach as cantankerous this morning as he was Monday morning? I went, no, he was actually in a good mood.
A lot is made of my Monday mood.
Your cantankerisms.
And I just don't see it.
Oh, it was, buddy.
I was forced into a corner and painted into the corner. And it just wasn't a reflection of what I was. So, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm excited because today,
right.
Melomania Bowl Bash.
5-8.
5-8.
Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. We don't have to drive across the flat earth to get over there. So we do it right here in Clemson. I like that idea. I've not been to the new Mellow Mushroom yet, but I'm looking forward to it. Should be a good time. After the show yesterday, though, what did I miss? What did you do? Anything?
After the show yesterday?
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy. We had breakfast, lunch, dinner, all that kind of stuff. Made a nice soup last night. It was delicious.
Meredith and I cleaned out our Drake's closet, so we got a bunch of nice clothes, and donated those yesterday. Then I went to lunch with a very good friend yesterday, and then came home, took the dog on two walks yesterday. You know, kind of getting out of there. You know, 2-hour delay for school today, though, black ice. So you got to be careful there. And then last night, went to dinner for a friend's birthday. Mary and I went to dinner for a friend's birthday. Highfalutin crowd last night. Went to a really nice restaurant last night here in Clemson. Maybe the nicest. Good meal.
The nicest restaurant in Clemson?
Maybe.
Look at you. An absolute aristocrat over there.
I didn't mean to do this. I joked that it's a really expensive place. I joked, hey, Mayor, I talked to my mortgage officer. We got 3.9%. We got 15 years of payback. We can actually eat here tonight. The father of the guy heard that. He goes, now we got y'all's meal tonight. I was like, nah, man, I didn't mean for it that way. We were going to pay for our own, but we didn't. That was nice of them to take us to dinner last night. Anyway, good stuff. And then I came home and watched the 30 for 30. You did not watch the 30 for 30.
No, we watched Jeopardy last night.
Well, this is on at 9 o'clock. You watched Jeopardy at 9 o'clock?
Did I watch Jeopardy at 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
No. Because on Netflix.
All right. That's good.
What was the 30 for 30 about?
It was Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson.
Oh.
42 to 1.
Oh.
I don't remember it this way, that Buster Douglas's mom died 3 weeks before the fight. Buster Douglas was not a journeyman. He was a good fighter. He was a lazy guy, though, never in shape, always never lived up to his potential. And Mike Tyson was the guy that was just destroying everybody with these unbelievable power from both hands. The greatest fighter of all time at the time, what we were told, over in Tokyo, Japan, and Buster Douglas put it together. Tyson's life was spiraling out of control, and he was not training very hard.
He had a drug problem at that point, didn't he?
I don't know that. That was not touched on last night. I don't remember that. I know that he had women problems and legal problems. He had a bunch of little stuff in there.
Did he have a tiger at that point?
No, but he wasn't dreaming of what they dream about when they take a little tiger snooze. No, he did not. But. And didn't have a face art or anything like that yet. But he was just, it was beginning of the end for Tyson. The biggest thing was he wasn't scared of him. And he went in there and he knocked him out, man. It was a great fight. He beat him a whole fight. Now Tyson knocked him down once in the 10th round, comes back, knocks him out. So 42-1, the biggest odds ever in heavyweight boxing history for an upset. The biggest upset in boxing history.
Yep.
And, man, it was the biggest thing going on, and I'll tell you a quick story about it.
Please.
All Tyson's fights back then lasted 24 seconds, 90 seconds, sometimes in the second round, third round, but always knocked them out. And that was pay-per-view. And so one of the things we always said was, man, I was in college at the time, man. I can't afford a pay-per-view for this stuff. So we just, you know, wake up the next day and say, well, what round was it? Whatever. Well, it was in Tokyo, and the fighting starts like 11, 12 o'clock. So we went to bed fairly early on this Saturday night, woke up. And I remember going over to a girlfriend's house and her roommate's boyfriend was there. He's like, man, did you watch the fight last night? And I went, nah, what round did he knock him out in? He goes, 10th. He thought I knew that Douglas won the fight. I didn't know. When I asked what round did he knock him out, and it's like every single Tyson fight, what round did he knock him out in? He goes, 10th. I went, oh, went 10th. It went 10, huh? He goes, yeah, man. So I went like the whole day. We didn't have the internet back then. We didn't have cell phones back then, anything like that. I went the whole day not knowing that Mike Tyson got beat that night before. And I don't know how it happened. I just like turned on the ESPN Sports Center or something late at night and they're still talking about it. I'm like, Tyson got beat. Like it's 24 hours later. I didn't know Tyson got beat. It's crazy. Like that would happen nowadays. Like Twitter would be, you know, blowing up. ESPN on my phone would be blowing up.
You get an alert in your phone.
Yeah.
You get 400 texts about it.
Yeah. But, you know, when I said, did he knock him out or went around and knock him out in, I meant he being Mike Tyson. But that was a crazy, crazy deal last night. Can I tell you one other quick thing? What's on tap for segment two?
I hope
not boxing.
No, no boxing. Right. We're not doing boxing in segment two. I'm ready to start talking a little bit about Clemson Notre Dame.
Okay, good. One of the great parts about hosting this show is the texts that you get and the tweets that you get.
Yeah.
And the emails that you get.
Yeah.
And my good friend Ralph Patterson sent me this today, and I didn't know this.
Or the faxes. We got a fax one time here.
Yeah. You used to get a lot of kinds of faxes. I didn't know. You know, he always sends me the newsletter for college football every single week. That gets a lot of great facts on. But he sent me this yesterday. Do you know that the Radford Highlanders this year have gone on the road in basketball and defeated Notre Dame and gone on the road this year and defeated Texas? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You listen to the show sometimes. You learn something.
My goodness.
So it's not, Furman's not the biggest shock in college basketball. Now, they've lost their last two to James Madison in Ohio. They lost to Duquesne earlier, but how about that beat Notre Dame and Texas? But Furman is the story here in this state.
Any given night.
I'm telling you, man. This Furman story is a really good story right now. This guy's a good coach. This guy's doing a good job over there, and he's got some talent, and they're the best team in South Carolina, and gets a big game with Wofford coming up a little bit later. Wofford's doing an awesome job. So we'll talk a little Furman basketball at some point in time, too. All right, when we come back, we are going to get into Notre Dame. Segment two is Zach Orr. In our third segment, we'll open up phone lines. We'd love to hear from you, 654-ROAR later on. A little Twitter at Mickey Plotter, a little Helter text line, 986-1566. Hey, guys, don't screw it up again this year. When I mention my friends at Pajamagram, I know that, guys, it just makes it so much easier that we just don't screw the thing up. Pajamagram.com. Get the perfect gift for her. When I say perfect gift, I mean the perfect 10. It is the all-new perfect 10 pajamas from Pajamagram, America's favorite pajamas. The perfect 10 is created with her in mind, softer than silk, gentle to her touch. She's going to love it. She's going to feel like a 10. You'll love it as well. The best news here, you don't gift wrap it. Isn't that awesome? Free gift wrapping available, packaging available. Christmas guarantee, or Christmas delivery still guaranteed, backed by a 100% guarantee. You risk nothing when you get in touch with our friends at Pajamagram. The perfect 10 pajamas designed so well, they're going to sell out before Christmas, so order today. Get yours at pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's pajamagram.com and tell them that Mickey sent you. We'll come back. When we do, we'll get with our good friend Zach over segment two right after this.
Mellow Mushroom Clemson is much more than awesome pizza. If you need catering for the holidays, our catering menu is full of goodies like fresh salads, sandwich platters, and our amazing pasta salad. It's ideal for holiday parties, graduation parties, and employee appreciation parties. And in the spirit of giving, get a Mellow Mushroom Clemson Holiday Gift Card, and you'll receive a $5 bounce back for more savings. Happy Holidays from Mellow Mushroom, 1007 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Mice and rats are more active and bigger nuisances this time of the year. They want to be cozy in your home where it's nice and warm. We're here to kick them out. At Clark's, we specialize in keeping them where they belong. Call today to schedule an assessment on your home for rodent activity and possible entry points. Don't forget that we have one of the most detailed pest control services in the industry and also offer termite and wildlife control services. Call 864-233-2847 or visit clarkspest.com today.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-Go and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-Go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-Go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Some traditions should never change, like the Tigers entering Death Valley from the east end zone and touching Howard's Rock. Your local Ag Pro is also into traditions like our Green Fever sales event. Win big with 0% financing and year-end discounts on John Deere compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator side-by-sides. Just visit one of our four South Carolina locations or head to agproco.com.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
This Christmas, your Clemson fan will rejoice with a gift from the Clemson Fan Shop at ACD Sports, your wonderland for all things Clemson. From Cotton Bowl shirts to men's jackets, Clemson Christmas ornaments and gifts to ladies' Sherpa vests and jewelry. Whether headed to the Cotton Bowl or finishing your shopping list, see ACD Sports for a bit of Clemson heaven. Great selection, prices, and Tigers merchandise and apparel on 123 in the Hamrick Shopping Center in Easley. Look for the ACD Sports Clemson Fan Shop signs. There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit, and Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw bands and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
Hi friends, Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Dixon up the middle, crosses the 50, picks up a couple of blocks, comes right side, gets in the numbers, crosses the 35, 30. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5, The Roar.
Friends at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. You know, we had a bunch of rain as of late. Snow, ice, sleet, slush. That stuff's got to go somewhere. I don't want to go underneath their home. I don't want to be moisture underneath their home. What I want you to do is call the folks at Canty, let them encapsulate your crawl space. What I want to do is make sure that you don't have mold and mildew underneath your home. What I want you to do is let these guys come in and protect your family, protect the air they breathe. Pretty simple to say. I don't know anything about encapsulating crawl spaces. I do know you want your home dry underneath, but I do know the main thing I know is you don't want to have mold and mildew underneath your home. Your family doesn't want to breathe that. Too many bad things come out of that. Canty can fix it. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Get in touch with those nice folks. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey Filer. Of course, we're going to turn the page a little bit to Clemson and Notre Dame, finally, as we get prepared for the bowl show this evening, 5-8 at Mellow Mushroom here in Clemson, Mellow Mania and Bowl Bash, I believe we're calling it. We're going to have...
I'm glad you can say that. I can't say all
Mellow Mania and Bowl Bash. We're going to have a Notre Dame guest on at some point. That should be fun. We're looking forward to that.
Working on it.
Working on it.
We have actually a couple times, but working on it.
A couple times, so keep an eye out for that. And I figured it was the appropriate time to turn the page. Also, because I'm really excited for the game, and I can't wait for it to happen. And I want to wish a couple days away here, but I'd like it for it to be like Christmas right now, so we'd be 4 days away, and it'd be a good time had by all. Great tidings of joy everywhere to be found. Clemson is, of course, anywhere from a 10.5 to a 12.5 point favorite right now, depending on who you ask. The over-under set at 55.5 in this matchup at the moment, the 4 o'clock game on the 29th of December on ESPN. The Irish, of course, are led by Ian Book at quarterback. They made the switch early in the season from Brandon Wimbush to Ian Book. Book has had a nice year in his first year starting for the Irish, going for 2,400 yards, 19 touchdowns, and only throwing 6 interceptions. Williams is their ball carrier with 941 yards on the ground in the year with 12 touchdowns to boot. And Boykin is their leading receiver at the moment with 803 yards and 8 touchdowns. The Irish score 33.8 points per game, give up 17.3, 456 yards of total offense usually. So they're just falling short of our vaunted 40 and 500 club. They give up 331 a game as well. More so through the air, of course, 198 through the air and 133 on the ground. They are undefeated, 12-0.
How many points you say they score again?
I'm seeing 33.8.
Yeah, 33.8. I thought you said 38.3. 33.8, yeah.
33.8.
Right, okay.
They are, of course, undefeated, 12-0. They did not play a conference championship game because they are an independent, FBS independent. Even though they play a couple of ACC schools per year, they do not play that championship game, and it did not affect them this year as they are in the playoff firmly as that number three seed. Notable wins for them over a number 12-ranked Syracuse team, I guess you could say, is a notable win. They went out to Southern Cal and won that relatively easily. Their classic rivalry game over Navy that we saw play this past weekend, play a tough game against Army, but they still won that one. Florida State was an easier game than it was in years past. This is a team that handled the business in front of them, escaped with a win against Pittsburgh. What do we expect to see from this Notre Dame team coming up, and what do we expect to see specifically from their offense today?
Offense, again, the numbers you gave the 33 points a game, the 456 yards a game, the 190 rushing a game, and the 265 passing a game. In terms of how that settles into stat-wise, Notre Dame, the scoring offense, that puts them at 34th in the country. They don't blow your doors off anything offensively. 34 points a game. I'm sorry, 34th in the country in scoring. Total offense are 28th in the country. In rushing offense, they're 49th in the country. And in passing offense, they're 31st in the country. Their offense changed with Ian Book. A little better decision maker, a little better passer sure. Once they made the change midway through the season. That game was at Wake Forest where they kind of made that change. And they kind of picked things up a little bit. Offensively, they have big wide receivers, not speedy guys, but big guys. They'll throw that on the perimeter a lot. It'll be, a challenge for A.J. Terrell and Trayvon Mullen. But I like this matchup. I think Mullen and Terrell are big corners and physical corners. I don't like the idea. I don't like Notre Dame's chances there. Usually the smaller, faster guys are the guys that give Clemson trouble and matching up. Also, they got the one little slot receiver, but they don't have a lot of depth at wide receiver. You're not going to see a lot of four and five wide out type stuff. Now, the last time they came to Clemson, they ran a lot of crossing routes. They also had Fuller, one of the best wide receivers in the country, but they also ran some screen stuff. So I would expect Williams to get involved in the passing game a little bit. I doubt that they can just line up and run it at Clemson. I think they've got to throw the ball to set up the run, as most teams do against Clemson. Now, offensive line-wise, this was one of the best offensive lines in the country going in. They had a couple of injuries throughout the year. I think it's a very, very good offensive line. I don't think this is a great, typical elite Notre Dame offensive line. I think it's good, but I think Clemson has the advantage when it comes to that. I don't see – now, one of the things that Notre Dame did a much better job with this year, and I want to make sure I'm not saying this, what the stats would indicate, is they did hit on some bigger plays this year offensively. But and again, at least the games I saw, I don't think statistically – that's necessarily the case. Let me find out here. But it seemed like whenever I did watch them, they did hit on some bigger plays. The Williams had a nice run against Virginia Tech. Seemed like they had some big plays there. So I think that would be a big part of that. On the other side, we'll talk about this coming up in a second, but Notre Dame does not give up big plays on offense. Actually, you know what? I must have seen all of them because on plays of 50 yards or more, Notre Dame is 66th in the country. That's six of those. They did have 12 plays over 50 yards. Is that right? Over 40 yards. 12 plays over 40 yards. They did have, if I can find it again in here. They did have, here it is. They did have 30 plays this year over 30 yards. So they hit a few more big plays as far as Notre Dame goes. I don't think they hit big plays against Clemson. That's, if you're going to beat Clemson, think about the teams that gave them a big deal in there. It's hitting big plays. I don't think you're going to line up and drive the ball down the field against Clemson. They're going to need big plays. I don't think they're going to take a 12-play, 80-yard drive against Clemson and beat Clemson.
Sure.
Another thing is I think Clemson's going to score some points. I think Notre Dame is going to have to score. I think you've seen a scrappy bunch, though. You know, Notre Dame's always one of these teams kind of overachieve, kind of a, you know, compete, come back, scrap, fight. Kind of what we saw here, you know, in Death Valley a few years ago. You're going to have to knock them out. I don't see them. I see them like late backdoor cover kind of a thing, and they're not going to give up through all that. I don't see a true blowout by any stretch, but I don't know if they have the offensive firepower at the key positions to score enough to outscore Clemson.
That leads me to my next question, and it begs the obvious one. How much of that tape from the 2013 matchup against Clemson, obviously that one's in the rain, is that Death Valley? What do you use, I guess, specifically from that second half when they come roaring back into that game? Because they were all but out of it.
Yeah.
Relatively early,
yeah,
in
blowout
that one.
Early. Yeah.
And what do you use from that, if anything at all, against this or for this game in preparation for it?
You think that's their, I mean, it's their brand, you know? I mean, that's kind of who they are, what they do offensively. Book is mobile enough. You know, DeShone Kizer was the guy that came through here and was a quarterback over here. Book's not quite as athletic, but he's athletic enough to make some plays with his feet, kind of a, you know, moving around the pocket a little bit. I think you see some of that, that crossing route stuff they ran, isolating on linebackers. I think they'd like to do that a lot. You know, making their backs and tight ends and all that on linebackers. I think they do that. And then he's got to escape with his feet a little bit, though, because Brent Venables is going to send guys. And if you notice this year, when teams hit big plays against Clemson, oftentimes it was the quarterback just a little bit of sidestepping. I mean, Jake Bentley kind of did this a little bit buying, a little bit extra time. They're going to try to affect Ian Book, right? But a little bit of extra time in the pocket, you know, maybe escaping a little bit and then hitting big plays down the field. Kellen Mond did that really, really well. I thought Dungy did it a couple times really well, of just finding a way to extend the play a little bit with your feet.
Yep.
And this, you know, nobody can cover forever, but you know, that's where the safeties and the downfield stuff could become a little bit of a factor.
Book carries it enough each game to keep you honest.
Yes.
He's carried it at least six times in all of his starts. The high he's had was against Pittsburgh. He carried it 16 times for 31 yards. Yardage-wise, he went up to 56 against Northwestern. He scored four times on the ground this year. So he carries it enough to make you respect it, but not to make it a giant part of your game plan, right?
Right. Right. He's good enough, like you said, to respect, but he's not going to, you're not going to game plan against him to, you know, having to stop him all day long.
You had mentioned Notre Dame's offensive line was a strength of theirs coming into the season. You had also mentioned that they've suffered some injuries in this. Do we expect to see any of those guys come back for this bowl game?
No.
And if not, as you're just saying, no. How does that line up for Clemson with the depth they have and the sheer amount of talent they have in that front seven?
Well, they lost. I know the big kid they lost was really early on, the guard, I think, who was a first-round draft pick kind of guy. They lost him early on. Mm-hmm. So that was the whole season. Who they are now through all that. One thing, and we're going to talk about this more tomorrow, maybe later today's show. One thing about Notre Dame is they have a new defensive coordinator this year, and they are much more aggressive on defense, and their numbers indicate it. They're ninth in the country in scoring defense this year, giving up to 17 points a game. Now, much like Clemson, maybe some of that might be inflated a little bit because it's not like they played great offenses. I mean, let's be honest about that. Let me see right quick here. Would you say
Michigan had not figured it out earlier in the season?
Right.
Vandy, Wake Forest, Stanford was wildly overrated at 7 when they played them. Virginia Tech, obviously not. Pittsburgh, Navy, Northwestern, Florida State, Syracuse, and USC. So,
right. They've not seen an offense like Clemson's yet.
Mm-hmm.
Put that way. Total offense, they go at 331 a game. That's 21st in the country, which is good.
I would also argue they haven't seen a defense like Clemson's yet.
Oh, no. But you know, vice versa.
Absolutely.
So these are will be the two best teams that each other's played. If you can say it that way. Rushing offense, they give up 100. Rushing defense, give up 133 a game. That's 33rd in the country. Give it 198 through the air. That's 36th in the country. But you will see, traditionally, I always thought Notre Dame was not the ultra-aggressive defense. I think they become more aggressive under the new defensive coordinator.
Ian Book's thrown for 300 yards four times in his career as a Notre Dame starting quarterback. Three out of the last four games, he's thrown for 300-plus. Is that something to be concerned about if you're a Clemson defense here? Coming slightly fresh off of two games ago where you gave up 500-plus to Jake Bentley.
Sure. No doubt about it.
It's a leaky secondary.
It is.
That was described.
No doubt about it. I would agree with that. The thing I do like, though, he's not a huge guy. He's like 6 foot, maybe 5'11", 6 foot. And I do like Dexter Lawrence is awesome at knocking down passes. I know they're going to try to throw some quick stuff. Notre Dame is going to, I think, slants and, you know, quick stuff to those big, tall wide receivers. I think that's what they like to do. But I do like the defensive linemen. It seems like Wilkins and Lawrence especially bats down a bunch of balls. So, Zach Ormistore, 24, hear me out on Wednesday, December 10th at 6:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be surprised if you get like a ball batted up in the air pick. You know,
on Wednesday, December the 12th, I will listen to you at 6:38 in the morning because the 6 foot, 203-pound junior from El Dorado Hills, California, will probably get a ball too batted down.
19 touchdowns, 6 picks this year. But you know what I'm saying? Just
those are good numbers.
Yeah, good numbers. Yeah,
good numbers for not having started the first couple of games of the season, not the first 3 games of the season.
Wouldn't be surprised if you saw a pick or two in this game coming from Book. Coming up, I think he's going to be pressured. I really do. The other thing is, it's not like it's not like that. Sorry, when he was out, it's not like they struggled. They scored 42 against Florida State.
Well, Florida State.
That's true. That's very true. Beginner schedule, man. It's so difficult to tell about Notre Dame because of the lack of quality opponents from the schedule.
It's easy to make yourself believe this is going to be lopsided, and that's a little dangerous mindset, isn't it?
I don't think it's going to be lopsided. I think Clemson wins 10, maybe 14. I think if it is lopsided, Clemson could blow out Notre Dame. I don't think Notre Dame could blow out Clemson.
I agree with you, but I'm also just running through different scenarios in your mind, and you go through what we just talked about, just on the offensive side of the ball, and you got to score points to win games, of course. It's easy to arrive at that mindset and arrive at that conclusion that, well, I don't know if this is going to be that competitive.
Yeah.
You can get there.
Yeah. Gene from Greenville said, sorry, I missed part this morning. How is their hurry-up offense? We tend to struggle with that. Unless they change who they are, and I don't think you get into the playoffs and change who you are. Notre Dame is not a hurry-up, no-huddle, fast-paced, go 80 plays, 90 plays a game. They don't. That's not their MO.
They also ask, why do we struggle with that? And that one is a little bit simpler in the sense that Brent Venables likes to get in his signal is a little bit later than most coordinators because he likes to read what's on the field, what alignment that offense is lining up in, and react to that in real time. And sometimes that kind of backfires and blows up in our face a bit because we're sitting there standing up looking at the sideline when the ball snaps.
So Venables does a great job of personnel groupings, mm-hmm. formations, and through his film study, knowing tendencies of getting Clemson in the best defense. The hurry up takes Venables' expertise not out of the game, but it certainly limits that.
Venables' is.
Yeah. I think that's pretty clear from that.
Absolutely.
I enjoyed segment two, buddy.
Yeah, me too.
That was good. That was really good.
Let's play the game tomorrow.
That's what I say. Now, give me some time to get out there, but yeah, that's what I say. I'm looking forward to it.
You leave after the show, you get there in plenty of time.
I got a busy day today.
That's right.
Busy, busy, busy.
You're going under the knife today.
Nope. Not knife.
Getting some Botox today.
Nope. No Botox.
Getting what, a little nose job?
Nope. No nose job.
What are you doing over there?
Just getting a little dead skin zapped off my face. Sunspots kind of zapped.
Zip.
I think.
Zap.
I said, it hurt? She said, yeah.
Well.
Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark Hawkins and his award-winning team help you. Don't call a number, have to press in all your numbers to get to somebody. You don't know who they are. Well, I couldn't imagine signing a loan with a dot-com company or international company or national company by calling some 800 number and dealing with people. I don't know where the money's going, who's sending it to, where it goes. I couldn't imagine making those decisions. Instead, what I like is dealing with Mark Hawkins and Amanda McCall and the great folks that set me up with two great mortgages. First in a refinance mode that made more sense to get me and the family so much better off. The second one was our family's better now because we were able to remodel our home as a result of what Prime Lending did for us. Mark went in and Taylor structured a loan just for us, much like we did with our home. Much better as far as that goes. It's our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. When we do, we'll open up phone lines. Love to hear from you. 654-ROAR. Healthcare text line 986-1566, Twitter at Mickey Plyler. I want to talk about is Oklahoma elite and is Ohio State elite? Also in college football, I think it's time for the Big 12 and maybe even the ACC has got 15 in this thing. Get Notre Dame in, but go ahead, let's get Central Florida in. Central Florida's making a bid to be somebody. Let's let them try to be somebody. I'll tell you some thoughts about that in your turn right after this.
This Saturday, the Clemson men's basketball team heads back home to Little John Coliseum to take on the Radford Highlanders. As Brad Brownell's Tigers hope to continue their winning ways with broadcast starting at 2:30 with a 3 p.m. tip-off right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Head to Bojangles for our holiday family variety feast. You'll get 8 pieces of chicken, 12 chicken supremes, 8 made-from-scratch biscuits, 3 picnic fixins, and a half gallon of legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
With only days remaining in the open enrollment health insurance deadline, now's your time to act fast. Mark Miesbauer with Health Markets Insurance is here to offer you the best plan at the lowest price guaranteed. Mark searches thousands of plans until he finds the one that fits your specific needs. You might even qualify for free health insurance with no monthly premiums. Don't pay more than you have to. Call Mark Miesbauer with Health Markets today, 864-214-2375. 864-214-2375.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Smith, Jordan, and Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit FoundersFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Ford takes a snap under pressure. Got him, and down he goes as Bryant gets his second sack.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My friend, Dr. Ish Patel, want you to come by and see them. They're at Krute LED, KRUTLED.com. Man, these guys over at Krute. One of the great things about Krute is saving you money on the front end and the back end. If you're a business owner, if you are in charge of an industrial site, if you're in charge of a commercial site, if you are a Duke Energy customer, you're going to love Krute LED. You get these LED lights in your business. It's safer for your employees. It's safer for your customers. Parking lights are safer. Your signs are lit better with them. You get a upfront rebate. They pass it on to you right up front. And then your power bills are lower every single month. What a great idea. To find out more about these awesome LED tube lights, high bay light fixtures, parking lot lights, down lights, let Krute LED take care of you. Dr. Ish Patel and his great company is located right there off of exit 19B in Anderson. It's 401-8506, 401-8506. To find out more, you can go to krute-led.com. That's K-R-U-T, krute-led.com. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Love to hear from you today. Got several topics I'm going to get to. Actually, you know what, Mr. War 24? Have 11 topics to get into today. One of those you just touched on, that's Notre Dame stats. One of them I just touched on, and that was boxing and the 30 for 30 last night. It was not a great 30 for 30. It was a good one. It was not a great one. It was only an hour. Wasn't produced all that well. It's kind of sad to see Buster Douglas now. Did you see him on game day?
I have not seen him.
Not good. Just all these boxers that got hit in the head too many times. You know, getting hit in the head too many times is not a good thing.
It'd make you loopy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Say a lot of dumb stuff.
Right, no doubt. So I feel bad for him, though, through all that. But anyway, that was on last night. Don't miss our 7:05 segment this morning.
Ooh, what's happening then?
I have a Tennessee tweet from a Tennessee fan that I found very interesting about moving forward as a Tennessee fan. And I want to know if you've ever been in the shape this guy's been in. So we'll talk about that coming up. With that said, Central Florida and Danny White, their athletic director, two head coaches in a row going undefeated, 25-26 win streak, whatever it is right now. I look around the college football world right now. They're not Power Five, but I look up and down and I see 14 teams in the Big Ten. Don't understand why it's still the Big Ten. I see 14 teams in the Pac-12. Don't understand why it's 12 teams there. Or 12 teams there. 12 teams not 14. 12 teams in the Big Ten. I only see 9 teams in the Big 12. I can't keep up my numbers all this. I see 9 teams in the Big 12. I see 15 ACC teams if you count Notre Dame, who's not a football school. Look around some even numbers. Mr. Orr 24, ACC, get Notre Dame in football, get Central Florida in football. I'm looking around Big 12 right now. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I actually got 10 Big 12s now. At Central Florida's one of yours. Get you back to your divisions in a championship game again.
You want Central Florida in the ACC? Is that what you just said?
I want Central Florida in the ACC, yes. Oh, I want. If Notre Dame makes 15, right?
Yes.
Give me Central Florida. If you're the Big 12 right now, get Central Florida and one more. Get this thing done.
So we're up in the conference games you play?
Well, no. Then you go to divisions if you're the Big 12. We don't have divisions right now. Mm-hmm. We got repeat games in the conference championship game. One of the things that I know about conference expansion is that it came down to TV markets. I'm not sure if that's still the case or not, but it came down to TV markets. While the ACC doesn't have anything to gain because they have two Florida teams right now, Florida State and Miami, and I'm sure Florida State and Miami would block Central Florida for coming into the ACC. I get it. But I look over the thumbprint of the Big 12, and I see them out there in Texas, and I see them up in Iowa, I see them up in Oklahoma, I see them over in Kansas, I see them up there in West Virginia, adding TV, Big 12 Network, everything looking about it. Look, get the thing done, man. Get the thing done. Better football program or worse right now, Kansas or Central Florida?
What's a better football program? Mm-hmm. UCF is a better program.
Oklahoma State or Central Florida?
Central Florida, are they?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I still think Oklahoma State's probably a better program.
Okay, that's one. Texas Tech or Central Florida?
Central Florida.
Kansas State or Central Florida?
Kansas State.
I'd rather be the head coach of Central Florida, Kansas State.
Okay.
I think it's a death, a bunch of weeds and tumbleweeds and old dandelions out there in the middle of a desert, middle of nowhere, middle of barren land.
I don't think there's desert in Kansas.
I don't. There isn't. I know. I was talking about how dead the program is. Baylor or Central Florida?
Central Florida is not even close. Did you see the latest stuff out of Baylor?
Yeah, it's not good.
What are we doing down there?
TCU or Central Florida? Be careful in this one. TCU looks like they're going down the last few years. Don't think about 2014 TCU. Think about TCU where they are now.
All right, I'll give it to you. Central Florida.
Yeah. West Virginia, Central Florida.
West Virginia.
Up and down, but yeah, I'll give you that. Iowa State, Central Florida.
Central Florida.
I agree. Texas, Central Florida.
Texas.
Oklahoma, Central Florida.
Oklahoma.
So you're saying they're the fourth or fifth best team in a ten-team league. That'd be 11. They'd add one more. They could add whoever you can add.
Mm-hmm.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They fit right in there.
They would fit right in there. Like
get
a glove.
It done.
Like a glove.
TV markets makes a lot of sense. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. My friend Big Boy checks in at 6:54 this morning. Good morning, Big Boy. How you doing?
Good morning. Mickey, what do you think the score would be if Clemson played Central Florida?
This year?
Yeah.
Central
I'm going to say 42-17 Clemson.
Pre-McKenzie Milton injury.
Yeah, before McKenzie Milton got hurt. Maybe they might score a little bit more than that. Clemson might score more than that, too. Man, I would say like 51-21, something like that.
Yeah, I think Clemson will beat them 3 or 4 touchdowns. I mean, I know they can beat a lot of good teams, but let me ask you this,
Big Boy. Are they any worse than Louisville was this year? Wake Forest, Florida State?
Oh, no. Louisville's one of the worst teams.
North Carolina?
The worst team I ever seen come to Clemson was the team that George Allen brought back probably 40 years ago.
Yeah.
That's the worst Long team Beach I've State. Ever seen at Clemson. Missouri had a bad team one year at Clemson, scored, I think, 70 on.
Yeah.
Mickey, I'm going to do something I thought I never would have to do.
All right.
I'm going to apologize to Gamecock Will.
Uh-oh.
I thought he made the worst call I've ever heard to this station, but dude, Wim from Georgia, made the worst call I've ever heard yesterday on the show that comes on after y'all. I just think he's just lost when it comes to football.
I didn't hear it. What was his premise?
It's talking about the SEC, how great it was, and Clemson wasn't competing in the ACC. I mean, in the SEC, pretty much what he said.
Well, they do when they play SEC teams.
He was just confused. He didn't know who's dude. He broke the record for saying dude on the radio, too, the Guinness Book of Records. But we all, you know, have bad calls and all.
Yeah, I have
anyway,
bad shows.
Anyway, I hope you can hear that call. Go back and listen to that call he made to them. It's kind of bad.
You've piqued my interest. I might check that out.
You have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, Big Boy. Clemson does very well against SEC schools. Very well. Has a great record in the last 10 years against, I played Tennessee, but once in the last 20, 30 years. Very good record against Missouri. Very good record against South Carolina in the last 5 years. Very good record against Kentucky. Very good record against A&M. Very good record against LSU the last few times. Last Mississippi State, Auburn. Very good record against those schools. I don't think Clemson's scared of Arkansas or Ole Miss or Auburn, Mississippi State, or Tennessee, or Vanderbilt, or Missouri, or South Carolina, or Florida, or Kentucky at this point in time. I think Clemson will be fine in the SEC. And you know what? Might even help them recruit a little better player, too. Who knows? Boogie's in Columbia. Hey, good morning, Boogie. I got a couple of minutes, man. How you doing this morning?
Hey, man. How y'all doing? I hadn't called in a few days. Nick, I had two questions for you. One is about offensive line recruiting. I'm seeing a lot of chatter on message boards, you know, kind of in a panic about offensive line recruiting, but I don't see it, man. I think we're in good ground with what we're doing. I think the coaches know who they got. You know, I pretty well think that they're around the program every day. I don't see it. Do you see anything there?
They have not. Offensive line recruiting has not been as good as quarterback recruiting, wide receiver recruiting, linebacker recruiting, defensive line recruiting. There's no doubt that it hadn't been up to that standard. However, Clemson's offensive line this past year was just nominated with one of the 10 best offensive lines in the country. They give out this offensive line award. Mitch Hyatt is a 2-time Jacobs Award winner and a first-team All-American. You saw Taylor Hearn this past week. He's got picked up by the Panthers. You got another Clemson offensive lineman there in the NFL. The offense is, you know, I don't think you could have a great offense and have poor offensive line play. And seemingly every year now, Clemson's breaking more and more records when it comes to offensive offensive line, when it comes to offensive points and yards. So with that said, I think a little bit of it is, you know, Georgia's has a great offensive line. I get it. But there wasn't a lot of players in the state of South Carolina this year, or North Carolina for that matter. They like the guy. If they get Putnam, I think they'll sign a decent class this year. The staff, some of the higher-rated players, they weren't crazy about. And then still, I think that much like a Gage Trevica or Tyler Shatley, I think that eventually one of these defensive linemen they sign might move the offense. And then next year, in 2020, they're going to have maybe their best offensive line class in years. They already have three commitments for 2020 on the offensive line. So, look, yeah. As long as the offense scores, I don't care what your offensive line recruiting looks like. Score points and gain a bunch of yards.
I'm with you. And what do you think Clemson's chances are with Ja'Kai Moore? I know we kind of was in and out, and then now we're back in.
No,
I know South Carolina's been on him a lot.
They're out. It's either Penn State or South Carolina for him. You know what's crazy about him? Like even that, you got to identify some stuff. Rivals has him as the number 90 offensive tackle in the country. Like a three-star, like we're going crazy about that. But Penn State and South Carolina are the top two for him. Clemson's, he's supposed to come this weekend. They're not going to get him. Putnam is the biggest recruit of this year for Clemson. You got to get Will Putnam, top 100, top 106 guard or whatever in the country, a four-star. That's Auburn, Florida State, and Clemson. Will Putnam is the key to the offensive line class now. And he's going to decide this week sometime.
Okay. And real quick, what's going to happen if Carolina loses to Virginia? Because they still celebrating a 21-point loss up here. I'm waiting. I'm checking the state paper.
I got you. Hey, man, I got to go. Look at the top of the hour.